This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. The Holy Bible has numerous stories about disasters. Today, the world continually reports on the problems and the work that must be done in the face of disasters, both natural and man-made. Reverend John Folley is Associate Executive Director for Mercy Operations for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the United States.
We're continuing to monitor a number of areas. In fact, just in the last couple of days, I've been back in contact with Pastor Matt Canyon at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Waco. His congregation and he are responding yet to the fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas. And continuing to follow up, I guess, most significantly now with the Atlantic District and the New Jersey districts in their respective responses to the destruction in the Northeast as a result of Superstorm Sandy, and in contact with the disaster coordinator for St. John's Lutheran Church in Moore, Oklahoma.
The explosion in the city of West Texas, USA, destroyed or damaged much of the residential area and caused millions of dollars in damage to the water system and other infrastructure and utilities. Folley says there has been help coming from St. Paul Lutheran Church in nearby Waco, Texas.
Well, we're assisting Pastor Canyon and his congregation, and we're also working with Lutheran Social Services of the South as they are going to be providing and ensuring that there is adequate counseling for folks, that they have ongoing pastoral care to care for both Pastor Canyon as well as for folks who have been impacted by the explosion. Pastor Canyon is also trying to coordinate volunteers that come down. He has indicated that the cleanup is really scheduled to be completed, but then they'll be getting into the rebuilding phase. And so continuing to provide through LSS of the South and Pastor Canyon, providing gift cards to folks who still are doing without some essentials, are providing some vouchers for people who are still caught up in needing transitional housing until they get things figured out with their insurance companies.
Reverend Folley notes that the massive cleanup continues in the northeastern United States following Hurricane Superstorm Sandy. But there has been good news in a poverty-stricken area of New York known as the Far Rockaways, where the devastation has led the Atlantic District of the LCMS to explore the possibility of opening a Mercy Center, complete with Bible classes and confessional Lutheran teachings.
There is a goal that as this evolves, then a local congregation will be able to get started right in the heart of that neighborhood, because right now there is no Lutheran congregation in the Far Rockaways.
And in tornado-stricken areas of Oklahoma, LCMS Mercy Operations continues to work with the Oklahoma District Disaster Response Coordinators, as well as Lutheran Church Charities, to help the families who have suffered from storm damage or loss. You can find out more about LCMS Disaster Response through a link at this story on Worldwide KFUO on the WLN Digest page.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.